Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 21st. The grains closed higher with December corn up a quarter cent, 684 and a quarter. December wheat up a penny and a half at 850 and three quarters. And November beans up 4 cents at 1395 and a half. Very strange day here at the grains. We opened sharply lower. When the grains closed at 745 this morning, the dollar was sharply higher, and that led to the lower prices on the opening. But after 745, the dollar tanked. It broke more than 2 cents, almost 2.25 cents here, and that helped rally the grains significantly off their lows out here. In addition, the stock market has rallied, another big rally here today. It's up almost 600 points in the Dow. That's easing recession fears, though I personally don't see it. I think recession is certainly on the way. The bond market made a new contract low, down to 118.06. It put the long-term treasuries somewhere around 4.3 to 4.4. I can't imagine why anybody would want to be in the stock market when you can get a 5-year or 10-year bond that's going to pay you almost 4.5%. I just don't see it. At any rate, the Dow is higher, at least it is right now with about an hour to go. I can't imagine it would really sell off, but that's what it was. The wheat rallied as much as 30 cents off the lows as the dollar, you know, put in the 2-cent break. The wheat was able to rally. More talk about more issues between Russia and Ukraine in the war. But during the day, after we rallied this 30 cents in the wheat, we also broke about 13 or 14 cents on news that President Erdogan of Turkey says he doesn't see any real obstacles in the way for Russia and Ukraine to sign a new export corridor deal. Now, is he right? I have no idea. I wouldn't be popping the champagne corks quite yet, but you know, maybe there's a sign of hope there. We saw a little bit of pre-hedging here on the close, but not much. But the weather certainly looks improved. There's going to be a lot of harvest activity over the weekend, and maybe a few showers, but for the most part, pretty good weather. We have some rains in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. That's certainly helping the wheat crops out there. First rains, good rains that they've seen in quite some time. So that's helpful for the crop that's getting in the ground right now. We know that Argentina is looking at some pretty sizable rains in the next couple of days. Southern Brazil is getting some rains. So we don't see any real problems with the possible exception of the flooding in Australia. So it was kind of a screwy day, starting real low, rallying as the dollar broke, and then breaking during the day as the dollar came back. The silver's rallied a dollar an ounce here today. The Dow Jones, as I said, over 600 points. So it's been a very wild, volatile day, and I expect that to continue for quite some time. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.